You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
The electronic travel authorization system was officially launched at OR Tambo International Airport yesterday by President Cyril Ramaphosa. This is set to digitize South Africa's border management systems and ensure that we're able to achieve more efficient control over biometrics, facial recognition, and all manner of things that affect our borders. We're going to be taking a look at this in a bit more detail with the Minister of Tourism, Minister Patricia de Lille. She joins me on the line now to see what we make of this announcement. Auntie Pat, lovely having you on the show as always. Thanks so much for taking the time. Certainly a significant milestone for South Africa's border management conversations, but also broadly for our efforts to digitize our systems in the country.
Yes, indeed, it's a big enabler and a game changer for tourism, of course. And I want to commend the Department of Home Affairs and SARS for designing a system that keeps the balance between, security and making sure that we have ease of travel for our visitors. So now that we've gone digital with the system, it's now just one application, one answer within a matter of 24 hours. So there's no longer, a need to go and stand in a queue or at Home Affairs or to go to an embassy or a mission of South Africa abroad. And people also have now the option of renewing their visa, if you're 90 days at a time. On their phones or on their laptops. So the ease that for traveling now is much better. And we are targeting the five big source markets, India, China, Mexico, and Indonesia. That's where the Home Affairs have tested the system since the G20. And we are in the process of rolling out a digital marketing campaign to inform India, China, Mexico, Indonesia, that one of the stumbling blocks of coming to us as a long-haul distance, destination has now been removed. So we're very, very excited about this.
Auntie Pat, while we're looking at the importance of this from a tourism perspective, I wanted to get your thoughts around the approval from Cabinet of the new SA Tourism Board. Obviously, that has been something you and I have spoken about in the past and the importance of having that board in place. The timing of that coming very, very nicely in with this as well. If we're aiming to open up South Africa to the world, to Africa, having that tourism board approved, having this electronic travel system in place, this is coming at a very good time.
Yes, definitely. The board that served in the interim, they've been able to stabilize the organization. As government, we invest at least 1.2 billion rand a year to market South Africa as a destination of choice. And with the new board coming on soon, now that it has been gazetted, I'm sure that they will continue to drive that agenda of growth, economic growth. The value of the contribution of tourism to our GDP and economic growth is undervalued and understated. And for every 13 arrivals that we see in our country, it creates at least one job and two direct and then two indirect jobs. So tourism plays a massive role in economic growth. We contribute at least 5% to the GDP. And with the ETA now and a further strategy that we have also embarked on, a plan that was approved by Cabinet, which is the Tourism Route Development Marketing Strategy, to bring more direct flights to our country. I think with those two alone, the new board will be able to help us to even grow tourism further. We had a record year last year when we received 10.5 million visitors to our country. And but we can't rest on our laurels because the competition you know, with Thailand, Australia, and other countries, we have to be on our toes all the time.
And part of being on our toes is ensuring that we have the adequate systems in place to be able to welcome those individuals into our country. Auntie Pat, before I let you go, I want to get your thoughts around how it is that we move forward from here, or rather we continue to leverage off of this momentum. As you mentioned, we don't have time to rest on those laurels. If we are to address the unemployment crisis that we have, we know the president yesterday spoke as well about the fact that this new system would create more jobs in the country. You mentioned, of course, that tourism is a big catalyst towards job creation. How do we now start to look at perhaps other areas that we can improve on to strengthen this initiative that we've clearly been able to get over the line?
Yes, of course. You know, I think this is a clear illustration of government departments working together. You know, Home Affairs, Department of Tourism, State Security, and the Department of Transport. And, you know, if we can continue to collaborate, you know, more closely as government departments, and tourism has been selected as one of the four sectors within our economy that can help us to grow the economy, to get us out of the stagnant 1% growth. So really, I think that, you know, we can learn a lot from other countries. And, of course, we have to do a lot more. I launched a tourism month today in Durban. And again, you know, we send out a very strong message to say to our African brothers and sisters in the SADC region, you know, that they are welcome to visit our country.
South Africa is welcome to receiving visitors and welcome to having those visitors come in and explore our country, of course, doing so via the correct channels. And those channels are through, or being enhanced through, mechanisms such as the electronic travel authorization that's been recently approved. We'll leave the conversation on that note. Minister in the Department of Tourism, Minister Patricia de Lille, joining us to take a look at that travel authorization system and how it is that it can benefit South Africa.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.